It's been more than 4 months now since the Federal Communications Commission voted to repeal rules regulating the behavior of big internet service providers.
With that, we will call the vote. Commissioner Clyburn.
I dissent.
Commissioner O'Reilly.
Aye.
Commissioner Carr.
Aye.
Commissioner Rosenworcel.
I dissent.
The chair votes aye. The item is adopted with editorial privileges granted as requested. Thanks to the staff for your terrific work on this item.
That's FCC Chairman Ajit Pai back in December 2017 calling the vote that was heard across the internet and across the country. The rollback of net neutrality protections passed 3-2 in the FCC, but since then, that deregulation actually hasn't gone into effect. Net neutrality remains in place even today. So what's behind the holdup? For that, we go to Harold Feld. He's a telecommunications lawyer. He's also senior vice president at the consumer group Public Knowledge.
We're in sort of an odd place. The FCC decided to roll this out in a very unusual way. They're waiting for approval from another federal agency first, the Office of Management and Budget, before the changes can go into effect. So even though the agency has already voted to approve the order, released the text of the order, and published the order in the Federal Register, which is what usually gets the clock going, the rules still haven't taken effect yet, and we don't know precisely when they will. And I should add, this is very unusual. Back when the FCC approved the first net neutrality rules, in fact, the FCC had the order go into effect within 60 days of publication in the Federal Register, which is what's standard, and OMB didn't get around to approving it until about a year later. So usually the agency publishes the rules and the rules take effect, and then if OMB says no, they pull the rules back. It's not clear why the FCC decided to do it in a way that really slowed down the effective date of the rules.
Yeah, well, the FCC did seem to be in an awful hurry to get rid of net neutrality back when this was big news and the votes were going on. Why do you suspect they've taken a route that's made this go so slowly?
I think that a lot of this has to do with what people would call inside the Beltway politics. There's always been an expectation that eventually Congress was going to look again at the Communications Act and make decisions about broadband. The question has been, is it going to be now when the Republicans hold both Congress and the presidency? Is it going to be sometime in the future when maybe the Democrats will have Congress, or even further in the future when the Democrats may control both houses? So my personal feeling on this is that the FCC did this as a bargaining chip and a way to control the timing. They were expecting that Democrats in Congress would be so worried about net neutrality just going away because the agency was repealing everything that they would be willing to cut any kind of a deal with the Republicans. And in fact, Marsha Blackburn, who has been a leading opponent of network neutrality, no sooner was the FCC decision out there when she submitted a bill for her committee, which was clearly designed to change the law and put in place an ability for ISPs to discriminate against content, create fast lanes and slow lanes, and expected to use that as a basis for negotiating with Democrats.
That makes me want to ask you about the efforts in states all across the country. We've seen it with Governor Jay Inslee in Washington State, up to 20 other states who are trying to act on their own to either slow down or stave off this repeal of net neutrality. What's going on in the states?
Well, I think that the FCC and Republicans generally seriously underestimated the backlash from the FCC's action. We are seeing in a number of states a great deal of concern about what happens when your broadband provider can make decisions about who you can connect to and whether you connect to them with the same quality that you might connect to a competitor. So we are seeing a lot of states taking steps to preserve the principles of network neutrality at the state level. In some cases, that's through broad legislation. In some cases, it is with either governor executive orders or legislation that targets specifically when the state buys telecommunication services or broadband services and says that, you know, if you want to do business with the state, you have to commit to net neutrality that includes no fast lanes and no slow lanes and not blocking or otherwise what we call throttling, meaning delaying the traffic. So there are a lot of states that are stepping up here to try to put in some sort of a replacement for the federal rules.
But Harold, what are we going to see here? Are we going to see a Commerce Clause argument like we've seen in so many other areas of the economy where eventually there's a big lawsuit that says, no, 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 states don't get to set 50 different rules for the internet. That's up to the federal government to do that. And all these state efforts to go away? Or are states going to be able to sort of bully the federal government into bringing net neutrality back because ISPs don't want to have 50 sets of rules?
Well, the FCC, of course, in its order, claimed that it was preempting all state efforts, although at the same time, in a somewhat contradictory way, it also said that state consumer protection laws and state antitrust laws were going to be enough protection to keep ISPs from acting in an anti-consumer or anti-competitive way. So the FCC itself has sort of opened the door both for arguments that this is preempted by federal law, but also for arguments that it's not preempted by federal law, that in fact the FCC is counting on the states to take action. I think that based on history in telecommunications, where you have a lot of opportunity for state involvement, I think that there are very strong arguments that these laws are not going to be preempted. Now, this creates one more argument for having some kind of federal law. But again, I think that we are going to see an awful lot of pushback, and we're continuing to see an awful lot of pushback against the kind of laws that the ISPs are pushing for, which are essentially deregulate the entire broadband universe, let cable companies be cable companies and treat your internet connection like a cable connection. And I think we are seeing a lot of people in both Republicans and Democrats who are very opposed to that kind of legislation.
Harold Feld, telecommunications lawyer and senior vice president at Public Knowledge. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.